up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings once again, ladies and gentlemen, from here in Oompa Hour Land, as we're ready to go with another show. Yeah, you betcha. That's the thing we say up here. Yeah, you betcha. Oh, yes. In case you're counting, show number 526. I don't usually mention that, but for some reason I just felt like it today. That's a bunch of them anyway. I got a stack of records to play. I got an hour to do it in, so let's see how things add up by the time we get to the end of the show. Let's start out with a band everybody knows, with a song everybody knows. Everybody's happy when they're in familiar territory. Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra, and I think you recognize this one already, don't you?
The sun shines on the mountains, and the night is on the run. It's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun. I can feel the morning sunlight, I can smell the new mown hay. I can hear God's voices calling on my golden skylight way. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away. Once I had my share of losing, oh, they locked me on a chain. Yes, they tried to break my power, oh, I still can't feel the pain. Una paloma blanca, yes, them talk what you been. Una paloma blanca, nikt nie weźmie wolności mojej. No one can take my freedom away.
When the sun shines on the mountains and the night is on the run, it's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away.
Ah, there you go, Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, of course. You can tell that right away. Paloma Blanca here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Another program underway just like that. Technically available anywhere in the world because there's people, they have it streaming. It's on radio stations. It's streaming. It's all over the place. So conceivably, people could be listening any place where they have the internet. That's kind of a scary concept, isn't it? But anyway, glad to have you along for another show here. And what the heck we got going on? Got another waltz coming up later in the show. Got a bunch of good 78s I've been pulling out of the garage, out of storage. And that reminds me, somewhere I'd pulled a bunch of albums out of the garage, and I did not bring them up to the studio. I wonder where they are. Really, I am wondering where they are. I remember finding a bunch of great records going, holy crap, I didn't even know I had these. And I don't know where I put them. I'll figure it out by next week if we're lucky. Let's do Walt Dane and his orchestra, shall we? This is the Helen Polka.
Oh, Helen, 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 you are such a lovely miss. How about a little kiss? For instance, one like this. Oh, Helen, 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 when I fell in love with you, what else was I to do? You made all my dreams come true.
La 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 la, I could sing the whole day through. La 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 la, singing just for you. Hey!
La 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 la,
I could sing the whole day through.
La 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 la, singing just for you.
Hey! Helen, 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 there's no telling where I'd be if you were not with me. I need you constantly. Oh, Helen, 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 there's no bell in town like you. Please say you love me too, in the way that I love you.
Oh, how I love to dance, I love to dance with my Helen. She's cute and gay and nice in every way. With her my heart will always stay.
Singing just for you. Hey! Oh, Helen, 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 there's no telling where I'd be if you were not with me. I need you constantly. Oh, Helen, 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 there's no bell in town like you. Please say you love me too in the way that I love you. Oh, how I love to dance, I love to dance with my Helen. She's cute and gay, nice in every way. With her my heart will always stay.
Ah, there you go. See, didn't that one little girl, little voice, singer voice, woman singing voice there remind you of the Good Witch and the Wizard of Oz? Had that little high voice when she was singing Come Out, Come Out, you know, when the Munchkins were coming out. Anyway, Walt Dana and his orchestra, along with Michael Chimes harmonicas and the Serenaders. That's a pretty big lineup on that one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's take a moment and talk about the World of Accordions Museum while I have all the information right handy in front of me. Of course, they're in Superior, Wisconsin, and they are, of course, where you go to see 1,400 accordions all in one place. And the big news is, of course, coming up May 6th is World Accordion Day. And you can well imagine that at the World of Accordions Museum, they're going to be celebrating big time. And I can't really get into all the details because there's so much going on here. They have free concerts. They have seminars. They have a documentary premiere about accordions. They have the Chicagoland Accordion Academy. They have the World Accordion Music by the ACM Band. They've got dinners. They've got a polka church service on Sunday the 5th. They got, man, just a lot of stuff. And really, I could sit here reading it to you forever. But the smart thing to do would best be go to worldofaccordions.org and click on events and all the information about what's happening for World Accordion Day over that weekend, because it really starts on Thursday, May 2nd, and continues right through that Sunday. Man, they got a lot of stuff going on, concerts and stuff. I encourage you to check it out on their website, which you should visit anyway, just to take a look at their. There's some pictures from the museum and all sorts of information. Worldofaccordions.org, 1,400 accordions, give or take, all under one roof. That's a lot of accordions. So check them out, Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street, right there in a perfect launch to head up Highway 61 around the North Shore of Lake Superior and take in all the great sights there, too. Great vacation spot this summer, too. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org, and their events for World Accordion Day, which is May 6th, that whole weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They have stuff going on, all right? Let's do Elmer Scheid and his band. It's the Three Yanks Polka. Scheid and the band, Three Yanks Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How you doing this week anyway, huh? Pretty good week up here. We had some pretty good weather for a while. It's raining today. It's supposed to be raining the next couple of days here, but then it looks like things are going to improve for next week. So, hey, I'll take whatever I can get. As long as I don't have to shovel it, I'm pretty good with it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. All right, let's. I have what I'm going to call the mystery record. Yep, because I have... I have a Johnny Hesney record here with his Music Makers, and I know that because the other side of the label has words on it. This side of the record has the yellow label, but there's absolutely no printing on it, not even a hint of printing. So anytime this record has come around, I always play the other side because then I can introduce the song because I know what the name of the song is. And I always just skip over this one because literally there are no words on the label. And I've never listened to it. Maybe I'll recognize it. Maybe I can deduce what the title should be based on the lyrics. I don't know, but I'm going to see if I can look it up and figure it out while you listen to it. Johnny Hesney and his Music Makers. And we're just going to call this the Mystery Song.
never knew how much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I missed you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I loved you. For darling, please come back to me. I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I missed you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
I'm telling you what, technology is an amazing thing. So I'm listening to that, and I'm figuring the name of the song has to be I Never Knew How Much I Loved You. Johnny Hesney and his music makers here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and the label is just yellow. There's no words printed on it at all. It's plain blank label, but I knew it was Johnny Hesney and his music makers because the other side of the record has a label on it. It's a JJ record, by the way. And so I decided it must be, like, I never knew how much I loved you. Seemed like the title to me. So then I got this thing in my phone. Maybe you have one of these. I've never used it before, but I've seen my daughter do it. There's a thing that you get an app. It's called Shazam. And I don't know about you, but it makes me think about Gomer Pyle. Remember? Jim Nabors played Gomer Pyle on the Gomer Pyle USMC. And he saw Shazam, Sergeant Carter. Anyway, and you open the app and, like, there's a song playing, like you're someplace, it's on a jukebox or at a concert, it's on the radio, and you don't know what that song is. You want to know, you start up the app and you push the little thing and you hold your phone microphone up to the speaker or whatever. And then it says listening. Then it says searching. Then it says expanding the search. Then it said, wow, this is tough. And then it said, I can't figure it out. But then it said, try again. So I tried it again. And darned if it didn't tell me, it's the I Never Knew Polka by Johnny Hesney and his music makers. And there's even a button here that I can make my phone play the song if I wanted to. So basically, Shazam confirmed my already almost 100% suspicion on the title of the song. But now you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this pencil right here. I'm going to write the name of the song on this blank label so that next time that record comes around, because it takes a while because I got a lot of them, I'll be able to go, oh, it's the I Never Knew Polka. See? Technology blows my mind. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. Here's another one y'all know. It's the clarinet polka. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra there. It's the clarinet polka, of course, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with me for another week, by the way, because this happens every week wherever you happen to be listening, whether you're listening on a radio or a web stream or a download or a podcast or, I don't know, any of the billion different ways you can listen to stuff these days. If you'd like to get a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, into Oompa Hour World Headquarters, probably the easiest and most reliable way is send an email to oompahour@aol.com. That's OOMPHHOUR, Oompa Hour, all one word, small letters, at AOL.com. You remember, good old American Online. They've been around for a while. Remember you get all those free CDs in the mail about 25 years ago? Yep. Anyway, you can email or you can use a phone, a dial phone, a smartphone, a push-button phone, any kind of phone, to area code 218-259-2985. Now, if you have a regular phone, you can leave a voice message. If you got a fancy phone, you can send a text message. Again, that's 218-259-2985. Or there's always the trusty old Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can send along your requests or suggestions or insults, recipes, whatever you happen to have. We'll take it all right? There's Whoopi John and the band. It's the Ping Pong Polka. Obviously, Whoopi John's band there. That's the Ping Pong Polka. It's funny, last week, I don't know why, after I finished the studio, the show last week, and I left the studio and I went down, got home and I'm in the kitchen with the wife and we're talking and doing things. And for whatever reason, I did not play the Ping Pong Polka last week. And for whatever reason, I had it stuck in my head. And I'm walking around the kitchen, I'm going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. My wife's like, what are you doing? I said, I have that Ping Pong Polka stuck in my head. And the only way we can fix that is if we play ping pong. Well, since we don't have a ping pong table, we ruled that out. But it's one of those songs that just, when you least expect it, it can appear in your brain and irritate those around you. All right, this next record kind of sneaks up on you. It's a sneaky record. And that's because, believe it or not, it's Marv Herzog, and he's doing the Orange Blossom Special. And yeah, he's doing it like a polka, but, you know, it's a train. And the train is sneaking up from a distance, so the record fades in. It starts way out there, see? And as it gets closer, it gets louder, see? And the next thing you know, then the train is here. see how that works now? After the train passes you by, then it gets further and further away, so it gets quieter and quieter. See, it's a special effect. Marv Herzog there. And an Orange Blossom special polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad to have you along for another week. I got to work on getting a 78 chosen. I have a stack of great ones that I pulled out of storage that I forgot all about, and I got hundreds of them. And I always have a hard time deciding which one to play. So I'm going to work on that. I don't know that I'll get it ready during this next record. Might take me a couple of records. Eddie Habat and the orchestra. In the meantime, this is the Waddling Duck Polka. There, that's pretty snappy for a waddling duck. A waddling duck polka, Eddie Habat, the orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I'm working, this next record plays now. I'm going to get the turntable switched over, and we're going to have our official 78 of the week, so stand by for that. Now, this record is ridiculous. I feel a warning is necessary. It's called I Ain't Got No Time. Not only is it ridiculous, but it has very poor grammar. It's the Frank Gutowski Trio, and it says the vocal is by Nutsy Pippick. All right? Are you worried? You should be!
I ain't got no time.
See, there you have it there. I ain't got no time. Frank Katowski Trio with Nutsy Pippick singing. That's what it says right on the record. So I take none of the blame or any of the responsibility for that one. But that just shows there are funny little creatures in the world of polka music, too. Just trying to keep my records organized here. I picked out a 78 to play. Every week we do at least one 78. They're made out of shellac, you know. Everything sounds great on a 78. This one sounds fabulous because this one looks like it's brand new, and this record's like 80 years old, man. It sounds fantastic, and I checked now to be sure I've never played this song before. Well, the record came up out of the garage here a couple of weeks ago, and I played. Every now and then I play songs about baseball during the baseball season. You know, I play the Wind Twins polka. I got various polkas that are dedicated to certain teams. There are different. Frankie Yankovic's got a baseball. It's called the Baseball Polka. What did I just play? I can't think of it now, but there's several different songs called the Baseball Polka, but they're different songs, or it's the same song given an entirely different style by somebody else, and this is a great RCA Victor 78. It's in beautiful shape. This is going to sound fabulous, people. Johnny Vadden on the band. It's the Baseball Polka.
Yay! Let's all sing.
Johnny Vadden all there, the Baseball Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That is our official 78 of the week here. Everything sounds great on a 78. Got to put that one back away here. You know what's happening here? Well, we started doing this play 178 a week deal like a couple of years ago now, which means the 78s are really piling up in the studio, and there's no place for them. There are shelves for LPs and shelves for 45s and limited counter space. And I come in with all these 78s. I got to set this one aside because I want to play the other side like maybe next week or the next week. Anyway, and I set them all aside and then I get stacks and I'm out of space. And I'm thinking I got to build a shelf or a thing to start putting the 78s in. And then they're all in really crappy 80-year-old paper sleeves. So I'm switching them over to the craft paper sleeves. And there's a lot of clerical work involved in this sometimes. I just want you to know, all right? I think it was when I was trying to think of another baseball polka when I was introducing that last one. I think it was Gene Wisniewski has a song called The Baseball Polka also. And I thought of that because I have a Gene Wisniewski record up next. And I was like, oh, yeah, he did baseball polka. Anyway, this is the Dorothy Polka.
Вечерами, кеды своим, козаграми, загурами, а терашпи, копуши, копуши на ружове, свей подуши, ходжи сенек, копотка, копотка, чихо-по, ту шпидротка, шпидротка.
There you go, Gene Wisniewski and the orchestra there. That's the Dorothy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Man, I tell you what, I had one of those nights. You ever have a night where you sleep weird? You know, you sleep in a weird position, or your pillow wasn't right, or your head was cocked funny or something. I don't know, man. I woke up this morning with a neck ache, and I could tell it's because I slept funny, and I took ibuprofen before I went to work. That was like at 4 this morning, and it's still there, and it's been... It's been 10 hours since I took them. Didn't really seem to help any. I got to figure out how to sleep wrong the other way to counteract it and see if I come out okie dokie by tomorrow morning. We'll see how it works out, you know? This record's been sitting on the counter next to me here for the last couple of few weeks. And as I get down toward the end of the show, I think, well, I'll put this one in there. And then I look at the clock and I don't have enough time. So I thought I'd sneak it in there now. We'll get a good couple of more tunes in here yet this week. But Lil Wally is right here, and I think you probably know this one, too.
Everybody sing Roll Out the Barrel.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Sing. Song of
All right, simple enough, Lil Wally. And rolling out the barrel here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it says right here, Lil Wally, America's favorite polka and waltz band. It's printed right on the record, so it's got to be true, right? I just realized that we are this close to the end of the show, and I hadn't played a waltz yet. And just to be even weirder, I had an Oberic on the turntable, and I'm like, wait a minute, we need a waltz. So fortunately, I dove into this pile of records sitting next to me, and I was like, oh, here's one. How about a waltz from the Gil Steele Band? It's perhaps something we've never had before. Is a Gil Steele Band doing a waltz? Here's Luigi's Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready. The Gil Steele Band. That's Luigi's Waltz. We always try to get at least one waltz into every show. So there you go. I feel that the pressure is off now. And I have a previously scheduled Oberic that I got to play for you next. So hang on, all right?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now if I don't diddle around too much, I'm going to be able to get a couple more songs into this show this week. Let's do it. Frank Kowal Smith and his orchestra, Oberic Time. It's In the Haystack.
Thank you.
All right, you Oberickers. In the haystack, Frank Quall Smith and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, getting ready to wrap it up here. I'm going to sneak in one more record. But I got to tell you, I have played polka music on the radio, on and off, for about 45 years. And I've always introduced this guy as the Polish Kid because I have no idea how to pronounce the last name. And every time I'm going to play a record, I practice and I try to go, I think it's like this, and I'm not sure, and I never hear anybody else say it, so I don't know. But I always say the Polish Kid, Don Tchaikovsky. Does that sound right? Is that believable? Don Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky. Uh-huh. For you polka people, that makes perfect sense. But to the layperson out there, they're like, what? That's too many letters. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up this week with the 18-pound Kielbasa Polka.
Got up one day, drove to Tony's Market for the ride. I was feeling hungry, so I gave a look inside. There above the counter, resting right up on the shelf, a lovely 18-pound kielbasa, bought it for myself. Took it home and cooked it up, my, what a lovely sight. Sat myself down, dug right in, it was a tasty light. A long time has gone by since I had a Polish dish. Quite a tasty treat, it was my stomach's only wish. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. When you see an 18-pound kielbasa on the shelf, leave it be, just buy a smaller one, don't stuff yourself. It might look nice to your eyes, but much to your surprise, an 18-pound kielbasa is too much, you'll realize. I have learned my lesson, I've got indigestion. Took some medicine that would help my relaxation. Something's wrong, I feel upset, an awful sensation. The kielbasa and pills don't mix, they cause a reaction. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa.
I think perhaps the best part of that record is there have been some pretty good exercising of poetic license in that one, huh? The Polish Kid, I'm not going to try that, say that name again. Nope. The 18-pound kielbasa song, just as the old clock on a wall says, hey, buddy, you better wrap this up. Your hour's just about over.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.